What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today, we're going to be going even a little bit deeper, talking about identity.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, I know I talk about this stuff a lot, but it's in my head, on my mind a lot. I think sometimes we talk about a topic, and then we're like, oh yeah, I know what that is. So the topic we're talking about is identity shifting again. And I've talked about it in so many different ways. Like, we talk about it from a marketing standpoint, like with your audience, you've got to create an identity shift if you truly want them to move and follow. In goal setting, we talk about you have to have an identity shift if you want to actually, you know, move and change. But I had a weird realization over the last probably 48 hours or so. So those who don't know my life right now, and we're in the middle of wrestling season, and I help coach the kids' high school team. So every day at 2:30, I leave the office, race over to the school, and I coach. And it's kind of weird because I'm not the head coach. I'm there just kind of wrestling with my kids and help people and whatever. But it brings back all the memories of when you were doing it, right? When you were wrestling and when you were competing. And for me, it was like, man, wrestling was my life. Like, it was the only thing that mattered. There was nothing else. There wasn't like a number two or number three. It was like wrestling and then nothing else. And it's interesting because I watch the kids now. We've got some really good wrestlers on our team. But I think it was 2 days ago, maybe 3 days ago, I had this realization. I said that there's a difference between people who are wrestling and someone who's a wrestler. And I was looking because like most of the people on the team are here and they're wrestling, right? They kind of practice every day, they wrestle, then they go, you know, they go to the matches, they go to the tournaments, they do stuff, and they wrestle. They're wrestling, but there's a difference between just wrestling and then those who are wrestlers, right? And it was interesting because last night, my high school I grew up in is Hillcrest High School in Sandy, Utah. Every year there's this rivalry against Brighton High School. We hate Brighton. And Brighton's the big, you know, it's Hillcrest versus Brighton. And I think it was like 40 or 50 years ago, they started this thing called the Battle of the Axe. And so they have this huge axe. And each year, whoever wins the duel meet gets to keep the axe. And so when I was a senior in high school, we had lost the axe like 13 or 14 years in a row. And our senior year, we were a really, really good team. And my senior year, we actually won the Battle of the Axe. And what's crazy cool is last night, Hillcrest won the Battle of the Axe again for the first time in 24 years. First time since I was a senior in high school. And so I saw that on Facebook. Someone posted it, so I got excited. And so I started going back through all my old video files. And I found videos of me wrestling at the Battle of the Axe and then us winning the Axe and us going crazy and videos of the Axe and like all these things. And so it was kind of fun. I went and took some little screenshots and some clips of me wrestling and I posted on Facebook and tagged all my old wrestling buddies and coaches. And anyway, the last 12 hours have been a lot of nostalgia for me, just like seeing my coaches comment and my friends and my teammates and just thinking about it. But I started thinking like this morning again as I was looking at that, like, and this is the identity shift, right? There's a lot of people who do wrestling. There's a lot of people who again, they go through the motions, they do the thing, but there's a difference. Like when I was competing, like I was a wrestler. And what does that mean? Like, what does it look like? Because from the outside, it probably looks similar, but the difference was when I was at, you know, when I would wake up in the morning, all I was thinking about was how to become better at wrestling. Like, I was at school in classes, that's all I was thinking about. When wrestling practice started, I was there. I showed up early. As soon as I got in the room, we started wrestling, started rolling around, right? As soon as practice ended, my dad would show up and I would do a second practice every single day. And then on the weekends, like when we traveled, we brought wrestling mats. We literally have wrestling mats that we'd hook to the top of my dad's truck. When we'd drive on family vacations, we'd get the wrestling mats out. We'd wrestle in the morning before we would go do our, you know, go on the lake or whatever. Like, I wasn't someone who was wrestling. I was a wrestler. Like, it was different, right? It's an identity shift. Like, it was my life. There was nothing else. Like, it is who I was. And I look at the kids who are the most successful. It's not the ones who wrestle, that it's the ones who are wrestlers, where it is who they are, it's who they become, right? And I keep trying to think, like how do I instill it in my kids, like, you know, in wrestling, like, how do I get you to go from being like, oh yeah, I'm wrestling, I go to wrestling practice, like, no, you understand, like, Like, if you really want to be the best, if you want to be a state champ or a national champ or an All-American or whatever the thing is, like, you have to, it's more than this. It's not just doing the motions that everybody's doing. It's like, you have to have this identity shift where you become a wrestler, where that's all you do. That's your full-time job, income, livelihood, thought process. Like, everything is wrapped into that thing. So why do I share this with you guys? I share it with you guys because as I've been now 20-something years teaching entrepreneurship and online marketing and doing this thing, I see that same division. There are people who start businesses. There are people who try to make money. There's people who whatever, right? But the people who are successful are the ones who actually had the identity shift where they have become an entrepreneur. They become a publisher. They become an author. They become something different, right? And you can tell that shift because it goes from like, okay, I got to work on my business today for an hour, or I block out 3 hours, to this is my obsession. Like, I was talking about it with, recently I had let go of some people who had been in our company a long time. And I remember for me, it was like, it's tough because I'm like, man, if I got fired from this, from what I do, like it's my life. Like, it's not like, there's not like a, you know, there's not like I go to work and then go home at night. It's like, this is my life. And I'm thinking about time, like, and I'm in the shower, I'm thinking about when I'm my home, my family, like, you know, maybe that's wrong. I don't know. It's an obsession, but like, if you look at my identity, like, what am I? Like, I am an entrepreneur. I am a curator. I could give you different identities that I resonate with, but it's deep. It's not a dabble. It's not, you know, in fact, I remember this is a couple of years ago. Somebody asked for my email address. I gave it to him. Like, well, that's your work email. Like, what's your real email? And I was like, what are you talking about? And they're like, well, don't you have like a personal email and a work email? I'm like, there's no division. Like, I don't have a personal life and a work life. Like, this is my life. You know what I mean? And I was confused because I remember someone on my team, I'm assuming now, I think I've learned since then that almost everyone has a work email and a personal email. But for me, again, there's not a line between those two things. Like, this is my mission. This is, you know, when I was wrestling, I was a wrestler. My mission was singular focused. There was one thing. Since I've gotten out of wrestling and I've become who I am now today, like there's no work wrestle and home wrestle. Like, you know, there's wrestle, and this is who I am. This is my personality. This is my identity. Like, that's how deep your identity shift has to become. Right? And not that you can't have success without it. Like, people have success, they make money, blah, 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 like those things. But if you really want to, like, to, you know, in my mind, to change the world, to do something amazing, like, it's deeper. It's this thing where it becomes you. That's what an identity shift is. It's not saying, oh yeah, I wrestle. No. I'm a wrestler. Like, you cut me, I bleed that color, right? Like, I remember Steven Larson one time. In fact, we made a whole t-shirt and a theme out of Funnel Hacking Live when you're calling people diehard funnel hackers. And his joke was like, if you cut me open and you see my heart beating inside, you'll notice there's a blue gear and a red gear. Like, that's how deep I am in this community, right? And so we made these t-shirts that said diehard funnel hacker and had a beating heart, you know, ClickFunnels heart. But like, that's, again, that's the kind of like identity shift you have to have. And I don't know exactly how to do that or how to have it other than it's got to become an obsession. You know, I think in our society, in our world, people talk down about obsession sometimes, you know, like, because there's definitely a negative stigma sometimes. And it's tough, like, as a producer who likes to produce, you know, I struggle with people I love around me, including my wife and other family members and other people who are just like, you got to turn it off, you got to stop. And I'm like, I don't understand what this means, turning it off. Like, it's not like I'm going to work and I'm leaving work. Like, it's who I am. It's my identity. Like, there's no on off switch. It's just, it is, right? And that's the level of identity shift you've got to have if you really want to change the world. I remember, I think I shared this on the last episode of the podcast, but I remember there was a wrestling film I used to watch all the time with Tom and Terry Brands. And it started with, my name's Tom Brands, my goal is simple, I want to be the greatest wrestler in the whole world, right? And then the second guy was, my name's Terry Brands, my goal is simple, I want to be the greatest wrestler in the whole world. Like, that was not somebody who was going to work and then going home at night. That was someone who they were trying to change the world. Like, they were trying to be the best. And I feel like, man, if you really want to do something great, you got to do that. And it's tough for most people, because most people haven't had that. It's interesting, like, you know, I had my time when I got to be an athlete, which, you know, for me was from, you know, I didn't start wrestling until eighth grade. So from eighth grade till you know, college. So there's, what, 4 years high school, 8, 9, 10. So I had a decade. Wow, I had a decade. I had a decade where my sole focus was being an athlete and everything was there and focused. And like most people, it's interesting because now that I'm coaching high school wrestling, like most people, like their only chance to be an athlete is 2 or 3 years, right? If they start as a sophomore, maybe freshman, they make it 4 years, but like that's the window of life. They're an athlete. And if they're not great or whatever, like again, if they don't have the identity shift, like they do the thing, but they're not, you know, like they miss that. I think for me, I was lucky where I had a decade of my life where I was singular focused. I had a chance to like, you know, to have that. And so for me to go deep on something, to be obsessed with something, like I had done it before, that pattern was in my brain. It was easy for me to, as I switched to business, to become like, okay, I'm going to tackle this with the same, you know, the same like fervent energy that I did with wrestling. And so I was able to go deep on it, where a lot of people have never had that chance in their life. You know, they've never gone deep. They never sacrificed everything they had for something that they wanted to get. And if you have it in your life, it's going to be kind of hard. It's going to be hard to even understand. Like you've seen somebody who's crazy like me, and you've seen somebody, you know, you have people around you, but you never experienced that. And it's like, how do you trick your mind? How do you train your mind? How do you go deep on it? And I don't know the exact answer other than like, I think we got to stop thinking about it from a, you know, go to work and back, and more of like, this is who I am. This is who I've become. This is who I serve. This is, you know, all the things related to that. So anyway, I'm sure some of you guys think I'm crazy and you're like rolling your eyes and you're like, Russell, I didn't get in here to try to change the world, to try to make some extra money. And I get that. But you will find out very quickly that the money is short-lived. And the thing that, at least for me, and I don't think I'm unique in this. I've talked to a lot of successful people at the highest levels. I've talked to, you know, the Tony Robbins of the world, like people like that. And it's the same thing. It's like, I don't do this for money. Like I have plenty of money. I do this because this is who I am, right? Like Tony Robbins is Tony Robbins. He's not like, you know, I go to work and I motivate people. No. You understand? Like Tony is like, I don't know how to explain it other than he is Tony. Like this is his mission, his life, and you know, he'll be on his deathbed, you know, running a UPW, like streaming it in. Like, I don't want to stop. Like I'm going to go till the heart stops beating. Like, it's just keep going and keep going, you know? And I think that's me. Like I definitely is me, unless I find something different to shift my identity to. But as of right now, I love this. I love who I serve. I'm obsessed with it. Like the art is so rewarding and fulfilling to me, where like, again, like, well, Russell, you gotta turn it off. Like, why would you want to turn it off? Like, I can't understand that. It does not compute in my brain. Right. And that's the level of obsession I think you really got to have, if you want to be successful in anything at the highest levels. So, anyway, I again, just thoughts in Russell's head that I want to share with you guys. So I hope that helps. I hope you guys, and for those of you guys who are like me, and hopefully it gives you permission to be like, you know, it's okay. It's okay that I'm obsessed. You know, I got to be careful because there's a line of obsession where you can lose everything. You can lose your family. You can lose your friends. And I don't believe in that. I believe in trying to incorporate the people you love most into your mission, right? Like my dad was at wrestling practice every day with me. My mom came to my tournaments. Like I was able to incorporate the people I loved in the mission that I was on at the time. And I feel like the same thing's true here. You know, I had a chance to bring my kids to Funnel Hacking Live. We created a whole family event, Unlock the Secrets for our families, because I wanted to bring my kids to an event. Like, you know, so it's like, you don't have to do it and lose everything unless you isolate from the people you love. It's like, how do you incorporate and bring those people on the trip and the ride with you? So anyway, I hope to help somebody. I appreciate you guys for listening. It means the world to me. We're working on a new funnel hub inside of ClickFunnels 2.0. The very first one is marketingsecrets.com. So it's not quite live yet. By the time you guys hear this, it might be live. Hope the next day or two we'll have it up there. But it is the first ever funnel hub built on ClickFunnels 2.0, which is exciting. Actually, it's not true. We launched magneticmarketing.com on ClickFunnels 2.0. So that was the first one. And it is live, so you can go see it. You can test page speeds. The page speeds are insane on it, which is really, really cool. Even though we haven't actually turned on all the caching and the optimization stuff yet, it's still like way faster than every other page builder. So it's exciting. Good things are happening. And you know why? It's because we're obsessed. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. Appreciate you. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. If you've loved this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post stuff, And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That'll help me to know what to create for you. Also, Dan Kenny and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift ever, designed to help you make maximum money in minimum time. And this free gift comes with almost $20,000 worth of pure money-making information for free, just for saying maybe. You can get this gift from Dan and from me right now at nobsletter.com. Not only are you going to get the $20,000 gift, you're also going to get a subscription to two marketing newsletters that will be hand-delivered by the mailman to your mailbox each and every month, one from Dan Kennedy and one from me. To get this gift and your subscription, go to nobsletter.com right now.